Following the leader of the opposition's indication this morning that he was withdrawing the question 725, I would therefore call upon the Chief Minister to table the answer to his question.
Mr. Speaker, the indication that the leader of the opposition gave this morning was that he was prevented from coming back this afternoon to withdraw his question. But we are back this afternoon, and I am happy to deal with the question.
Mr. Speaker,
I'm afraid that the Chief Minister wasn't here. I indicated to the Speaker that I was doing the question. That's the end of the matter. It's a matter for me, it's not a matter for the Chief Minister. Therefore, we continue with the table of which it's issued.
Yes, I confirm that he did say that he was withdrawing the question. And therefore, the next question is for the Chief Minister to table the answer to the question.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I don't think that's what he said. I actually watched that part of the debate from my office where I was holding an important meeting, which is the reason I wasn't here. But I'm very happy for the Honourable Member to withdraw the question. In fact, I think it's very wise that he should withdraw the question. I'm very happy to proceed to the next item on the order paper. But it can suddenly show what he said this morning was not that he was withdrawing the question, just that he would withdraw it to the extent of him coming back this afternoon.
Mr. Speaker, I'd be honest to say that the answer to the question, to written question, is numbered W285 to W286 of 2014 inclusive.
Nine. Order of the day. Three. First and second reading. One. A bill for an act to amend the Primes Act. The Honourable Minister for Education and Justice.
Speaker, I have the honour to move that a bill for an act to amend the Primes Act be read a first time.
And I'll put the question, which is that a bill for an act to amend the Crimes Act be read a first time. Those in favour? Those against? Carried.
The Crime Amendment Act 2004.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honour to move that the bill be now read a second time. Mr. Speaker, the sole purpose of this bill is to repeal Section 5551B of the Crimes Act 2011. That is because the equivalent provision of 5551B are now contained in the new No Means Protection Regulations 2014. Members will be aware that those regulations provide a comprehensive set of rules, including governing CFSE, and this particular rule relates to CFSE. And that is an activity which is now subject to those regulations and is accepted with the present method of obtaining a permit. So the equivalent provision of what we are repealing is now contained in the Marine Protective Regulations. I wish to give notice, Mr. Speaker, that there is a slight amendment to be made to the bill at committee. The bill currently provides that it, in title and commencement, in clause 1, that it comes into operation on the day of publication. As honourable members will be aware, the Marine Protection Regulations come into effect on the 1st of January. 2015, and what we cannot do is repeal this whilst the other one hasn't come into effect. And therefore, I will be moving an amendment by replacing their publication by the 1st of January 2015. I commend it to you.
Could the question, does any honourable member wish to speak on the general principles and merits of the bill? I now put a question, which is that a bill for an act to amend the Crimes Act be read a second time. Those in favour? Those against? Carried.
The Crime Amendment Act 2014.
Speaker, I beg to give notice that the committee says that third reading of the bill be taken later today if all honourable members agree.
All honourable members agree that the committee says that third reading of the bill be taken today.
Two. A bill for an act to amend the Companies Act. The Honourable Minister for Education and Justice.
The Speaker, I have the honour to move that the bill for an act to amend the Companies Act be read a first time.
I now put the question, which is that a bill for an act to amend the Companies Act being read a first time. Those in favour? Those against? Carried.
The Companies Amendment Act 2014.
The Speaker has the honour to move that the bill be now read a second time. The Speaker, the primary purpose of the bill is to tidy up a number of editorial errors and omissions in the Companies Act 2014. The bill also introduces three changes that the government has agreed to make because of their presentation by the financial services and company management industries, which were not made during the consultation process or command paper stage leading up to the enactment of the legislation. And there will be also a further change that the government has made out of its own initiative. Because set forth clause 244 and clause 3, which are interrelated, the editorial errors and omissions are self-evident in the bill. Clause 244 introduces a provision to cater for the power to acquire shares or shareholders dissenting from a scheme or contract approved by a majority. This provision, which replicates in its entirety the equivalent provision, that is section 208 of the former Companies Act, was inadvertently omitted from the current Act. Section 208 of the former Companies Act, which has been kept in force in the interim period, can therefore now be repealed, which is exactly what Clause 3 provided. Speaker, the additional changes agreed to by government subsequent to industry representations are as follows. In Clause 236, the government has agreed that Schedule 9 on the definition of small and medium-sized companies be amended to correspond to the qualification of a small or medium company in Section 293 of the Act. At present, Schedule 9 proactively anticipates the accounting and audit threshold figures in Directive 2013/34/EU, which comes into force in 2016. However, the Devoted Society of Accountants has recommended that the additional obligations on businesses entailed by that directive should not be brought into force before the tax revision deadline in 2016. So what we are in fact doing is reverting to the old provision pending the need to postpone that new directive in 2016. Clause 241 introduces a filing fee of £100 for both A, the annual filing, and B, any voluntary filings of statements of allotment, redemption, or purchase of own shares for private schemes under Section 189 of the Act. These new fees were agreed between the government and the Gibraltar Funds and Investment Association. Speaker, the first suggestion made by industry subsequent to commencement of the Act is to repeal Section 12. This is an amendment to the bill which is not currently there, but which I will be moving at committee, and therefore I'm giving notice now that I will be making the proposing this amendment at committee. Section 12 relates to the requirement of a statement of proposed offices that would accompany the filing of an application to register a company. The Association of Trust and Company Managers, ACCOM, has very recently made representations to the government that it prefers a procedure under the former Act, in which there was no such requirement for a statement to be filed with an application for registration, particularly as it was and is mandatory to disclose the identity of such officers subsequently, including in the annual return. To speak out for careful consideration, the government has agreed to retain the former, simpler system. The review, as I said, of Section 12 will be an amendment which will be made at committee. And finally, Mr. Speaker, there is a change that the government has made as a result of its own initiative, namely by the addition of Clause 227. This amendment provides for the Minister to prescribe or amend by regulation fees that are payable to the registrar. Less as it is, it would be necessary to pass an amending act whenever a fee is changed or a new fee needs to be introduced. And it makes much more sense in the government's view, Mr. Speaker, in terms of flexibility and responsiveness to industry needs for fees to be dealt with by government through secondary legislation, and that is in fact the practice in other areas of legislation. Mr. Speaker, I commend the bill to you.
Before I put the question, does any honourable member wish to speak on the general principles and merits of the bill? I now put a question. which is that a bill for an act to amend the Companies Act be read a second time. Those in favour? Those against? Carried.
The Companies Amendment Act 2014.
I'd like to give notice of the committee stage and third reading of the bill to take a later stage of all lines of members agree.
Do all honourable members agree that the committee stage and third reading of the bill be taken today?
Committee stage and third reading. The Honourable the Chief Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I'd be honoured to move that the House should resolve itself as a committee to consider the following bills served by clause. The Crimes Amendment Bill 2014. And the Companies Amendment Bill 2014.
A bill for an act to amend the Crimes Act. Clause 1,
Mr. Chairman, in Clause 1, I would propose the replacement of the word day of publication by 1st of January 2015.
And I'll put the question in the term called by the Honourable Minister of Justice. Those in favour? Those against? Clause 1, as amended, stands part of the bill.
Clause 2.
Stand part of the bill.
The long title.
Stand part of the bill.
A bill for an act to amend the Companies Act. Clauses 1 to 3.
Clauses 1 to 3. Those in favour? Those against? Stand part of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, before moving to the long title, I would propose a new Clause 4, headed Repeal of Section 12, and Clause 4 would say Section 12 of the Companies Act 2014 is repealed.
I now put the question in the terms moved by one of the Minister for Justice. Those in favour? Those against? Carried. Clause 3, as amended, stand part of the bill. Clause 4, stand part of the bill.
The long title,
stand part of the bill.
The Honourable Richard Winston, report.
Mr. Speaker, the Honourable report that the Crimes Amendment Bill 2014 and the Companies Amendment Bill 2015 have been considered in committee and agreed to with amendments, and I now move that they be read a third time and part.
I now put the question, which is that the Crimes Amendment Bill 2014 and the Companies Amendment Bill 2014 be read a third time and part. Those in favour of the Crimes Amendment Bill 2014? Those against? Carried. Those in favour of the Companies Amendment Bill 2014? Those against? Carried.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I have the honour to move that the House do now adjourn to the deal, and in doing so, I take the opportunity to wish every member of the House a very Merry Christmas and a happy new year. We will be back. No doubt again in January. I think, given an indication that Mr. Speaker has given, probably on the fourth Thursday of January, because the first day of January is the Thursday, and therefore we very early on after the holiday that we will be back, and to give honourable members and both sides an opportunity to go into the run of things and for there to be more to debate, it makes sense to come back on the fourth Thursday of the month. Other than that, to all those here and to all those watching and listening, very good.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the opposition, Merry Christmas to everybody, and a Happy New Year, not only everybody outside the staff, but also in particular to members of staff that work so very hard to make sure that this Parliament runs efficiently every single day.
Well, I associate myself with the remarks of the Chief Minister and the leader of the profession, and extend to everyone very happy Christmas and a peaceful New Year to members of the public gallery and those at home.
I now propose a question, which is that the House is now adjourned as soon as it is. Those in favour? Those against? Carried. The House will now adjourn as soon as it is.